Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Orlando Mercado. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Upshaw moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter hits a fly ball towards left field. Phillips fields the ball and throws to home. Mercado drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Mercado. Upshaw scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Lansford. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGuire hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mercado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. Canseco moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mercado is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercado hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball towards right. Castillo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Castillo. Phillips scores. Lansford moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Lansford moves to third. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and one strike. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Canseco. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercado is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercado hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Codaroli now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGuire moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hubbard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mercado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mercado strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gallego is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubbard. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mercado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.